Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area. The NHC clock on the wall says it's 7 a.m. Eastern. Time for an update on Hurricane Dorian. Start off with the radar here. You can see the center off the coast. The latest data that we have now, 95 miles east of Daytona Beach, 105 mile an hour winds, moving north-northwest at 8 miles an hour, so a little faster with time, and we expect that trend to continue. Over Florida, you still see some of these rain bands. In those rain bands, notice they don't stray away from that same area, so even though they're moving fast, when you get that repetitive rain, the training of that rain, you could get some flooding in some of these areas. So we're going to have to watch out for that with time. Let's look at the forecast. The update we have, we still have the wide swath of tropical storm force winds away from the center, and we also have it moving northward, continual, and a little faster with time. Let's look at the timing here. This right here is, we're looking at later today, 2 a.m. on Thursday, 2 p.m. Thursday, 2 a.m. Friday. So today, Friday out to Saturday, we're going to be dealing with this hurricane where we have some hurricane warnings up for the coastline in Florida, also up to the Carolinas as well, because look how close we get to the shoreline. So some of the impacts that we're looking at, one of them is rainfall. And we've got a couple areas of rainfall, a moderate risk along the right on the coast of Georgia to Florida, also up to South Carolina. And with time, that's going to move northward. But notice in Texas, there's a possibility in South Texas with Fernand getting some of that heavy rain as well. With time, we're going to march it up the coast. High risk is our highest risk that we have for the potential of flooding. The Weather Prediction Center putting this together, moderate and high risk for the Carolinas, right on the coast, but stretches inland as well. This is not just the coast. It stretches inland. And we get into day three, we also have a situation at moderate risk right there in the outer banks of North Carolina. So could get a lot of rainfall, and this is what it looks like with the storm surge. Storm surge is always something that we have to watch, and there's a lot of values here. So let me cover some of them as we move northward. Even in Florida, you can still see that onshore flow, or in some cases 2 to 4 feet. Up towards Jacksonville, 3 to 5. Look what happens moving northward as well through South Carolina, North Carolina, 4 to 7, 5 to 8. I mean, just a lot of storm surge. So remember, just as we always say, it's not just on those barrier islands. It can go up some of the rivers. It goes inland with time, especially when you get up here to North Carolina, where we can see 4 to 6 feet in some of these areas, and you're going to have to really watch that with time. It could be very dangerous. So we're going to be watching this, and we also watch the rainfall. This is what we were talking about. Again, look at some of these values right on the coast. Some places, 6 to 10 inches of rain, 10 to 15 in other areas as well. So water, leading cause of fatalities in tropical systems. We got to keep an eye on that. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.